Too Many Captains, a movie podcast starring executive producer Chris.
The ring sting sounds like a police cover band.
Sound engineer and producer Matt.
I have three places I watch movies.
The toilet?
I have four places I watch movies.
Musical director and master of tunes, Matty G.
McConaughey looks like he gets to McConaughey all over this film.
Historian and resident wildcard, Johnny Dangerous.
From what I've learned in the historical documentary The Three Amigos, it's all camera tricks.
I am your host, the professor.
Yeah, if you're expecting it to be a hack job of Mr. Rogers, you're looking for the wrong movie.
Who wants a hack job of Mr. Rogers?
The show starts now.
Too Many Captains presents their very first award show. We took the Academy Award nominations from 8 major categories and by secret ballot voted on the most deserving. Our calculations were handled by the highly trained accountant, Mrs. Dangerous, who has never had La La Land / Moonlight scandal associated with her good name. Now stay tuned as all Hollywood anxiously awaits the prestigious and highly coveted Capties.
The first award of the night is for actor in a supporting role. The nominees are Tom Hanks, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Anthony Hopkins, The Two Popes, Al Pacino, The Irishman, Joe Pesci, The Irishman, Brad Pitt, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and the Captie goes to... It's a tie. Joe Pesci in The Irishman and Brad Pitt in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah. All right. Nice. Unfortunately, neither Joe Pesci nor Brad Pitt could be here. However, I am honored to accept this award on their behalf. They'd like to say, it's not hard to see why these two actors, who share so much in common, as former People's Sexiest Man Alive, wow, would win the award.
Huh.
Thank you.
All right, friends. Actress in a supporting role. Kathy Bates for Richard Jewell. Laura Dern in A Marriage Story. Scarlett Johansson in Jojo Rabbit. Florence Pugh for Little Women. And Margot Robbie for Bombshell.
Do you think PwC seals the envelopes?
They do.
So, like, who does it?
The liquor.
Is it an intern or is it like a big deal?
And
like
a
partner does it?
They actually have like a special like vault room that only like 5 people know the answers. They have a printer that prints the thing. They have a sealer, and then they have someone who actually puts it into the suitcase that gets taken to the award show itself.
Oddly enough, the exact same procedure we used.
Interesting. Like, do you think this is all a conspiracy? Like, did they short PwC leading into the whole La La Land Moonlight thing?
I'm getting a signal from our producer offstage that says we need to move this show along. It is running long.
What do you guys think?
I want to know the answer.
Laura Dern from Marriage Story. Laura Dern couldn't be with us this evening, but she sent us a message through WhatsApp. And she said it's taken a lot of work to get to this point. She appreciates Netflix. And this is why you should have bought stock in Netflix 10 years ago, 5 years ago. And thanks. Cool.
The next award is a prestigious award. It is for Best Adapted Screenplay. And the nominees are The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, and The Two Popes. The Captie goes to... Well, holy shit. It's a legit 5-way tie.
Nice. That's amazing.
The people involved in this were not able to stand here tonight, but they're beating the shit out of each other in the parking lot. It's a bloodbath out there.
Here in my hand, I hold an envelope, which is for the best original screenplay. The nominees are Knives Out, Marriage Story, 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite. The Capty goes to It's a tie. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and 1917. Unfortunately, Sam Mendes, Christy Wilson-Carnes, and Quentin Tarantino could not be here to give a 15-minute long speech, so I'm going to do my best here. Buckle up, people. I'm just kidding. I accept this award on their behalf. Have a good evening. Don't drink and drive.
All right. We're in the second half, the final stretch of possibly the hottest award show streaming the podcast market.
Absolutely.
We're in for the big ones. The next category is Best Actor in a Leading Role. The nominees are Antonio Banderas for Pain and Glory, Leonardo DiCaprio, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Adam Driver, Marriage Story, Joaquin Phoenix, Joker, and Jonathan Pryce, The Two Popes. And the Capty goes to Joaquin Phoenix for The Joker.
Well deserved. Well deserved.
Oddly enough, Joaquin Phoenix just barely missed recording today. He was on his way, had a flat tire.
A fan of the show.
Couldn't be here. He, however, wanted me to share a very odd and rambling speech about what awards truly mean and how not to take them seriously. And there's really no such thing as the best actor. And then there was a whole bunch of other stuff, which I can't remember. Thank you.
I just want to say that the accounting firm of Dangerous and Dangerous is professionalism and execution in these award envelopes far surpasses
expectation.
The big one. Actress in a leading role. Cynthia Erivo for Harriet. Scarlett Johansson in Marriage Story. Saoirse Ronan in Little Women. Charlize Theron in Bombshell. And Renee Zellweger for Judy. And the award goes to Scarlett Johansson.
Upset victory.
So Scarlett couldn't be here this evening. She also WhatsApped me earlier, which is why the U.S. government and Chinese government already knew the outcome of this award. To say, wow, thanks, guys.
The next Capty is a very prestigious Capty. It covers probably one of the most important jobs in all of Hollywood, realizing a vision. The directing category. And the nominees are Bong Joon-ho for Parasite, Sam Mendes for 1917, Todd Phillips for Joker, Martin Scorsese for The Irishman, and Quentin Tarantino for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And the Capty goes to It's a Tie. Bong Joon-ho for Parasite.
Yes.
And Sam Mendes for 1917. Quite an upset.
All right.
Those gentlemen cannot be here tonight, and I will accept their award on their behalf. Sam Mendes, quite esteemed for recognizing his work in a period piece. And Bong Joon-ho and his translator up here whispering in my ear, saying, thanks.
And now the final award of the evening that you've all been waiting for 3.5, almost 4 hours. The nominees for Best Picture are Ford versus Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story, 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite. And the Captie for Best Picture goes to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Well deserved. Well deserved. This would be Quentin Tarantino's first Best Picture win, too.
Of course, just like before, Quentin still could not make it, but he sends his love for himself and his pictures, his wonderful, wonderful pictures, and to all at the Academy.
Thank you guys for tuning into the first ever Capties. We want to thank you all for listening and for the captains and Dangerous for tallying the votes because we couldn't do it ourselves. We want to thank you. Reach our podcast wherever you find our podcast. Remember to always play those movies loud, and we want to wish you good mental health.
Just remember, everyone, at the end of the day, like, really, when you're watching the Oscars and it just, like, babbles on and on and on and on and on, you can just, like, go to our website, amoviepodcast.com, where you can search for any of the movies you're watching. Some of them will come up. We have done episodes on some of them. They're all there. But when you're there, don't forget to sign up for our e-newsletter, like us on social media, follow us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or Spotify. You can do all that at our website, amoviepodcast.com.
Johnny Dangerous here, the historian and wild card for Too Many Captains. For more content, go to our website, www.amoviepodcast.com. Subscribe to our show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you go for podcasts. Follow us on Instagram at Too Many Captains Productions, hashtag Too Many Captains, on Twitter at It's a Film Podcast, and on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Too Many Captains Productions.